Passage 3. Music which is original is individual and personal. That is to say, it can be identified as belonging to a particular composer. It has particular qualities or a style which are not copied from another. If you can recognize the style of a composer, you will probably be able to tell that a certain composition belongs to him or her, even though you have never heard it before. A basket weaver has the skill of weaving his materials to create colorful patterns, and an expert carpenter has the skill of joining together different shapes and sizes of woods to make a beautiful piece of furniture. These skills may be referred to as workmanship. Similarly, in music, a composer organizes his melodies and rhythms and combines sounds to create harmony. A composer may be capable of thinking up very good and original tunes. Yet, if tunes are poorly organized, the final result will not be standard. Good music expresses feelings in a way that is suitable to those feelings. There may be joy, sorrow, fear, love, anger, or whatever. Bad music, on the other hand, may confuse unrelated feelings. It may not express any important feelings at all, or it may exaggerate some feelings and make them vulgar. Good music will stand the test of time. It will gain a kind of permanent status, while bad music will disappear and be forgotten quickly. In pop music, where the general rule seems to be the newer the better, the test of time is the hardest test of all to pass. Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32. What is the feature of a piece of original music? 33. How are feelings expressed in a piece of good music? 34. What does the passage say about the relationship between time and music? 35. What do we learn about pop music according to the passage?